Pardon, please.
Okay, good morning, Chevra. Tezayin Elul was the beginning in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, a new section called Hilchos Rechilus. Okay, and the Chafetz Chaim says, "V'klal ze'ivur is a sefer Rechilus." In this klal, we're going to learn the laws of Rechilus. If you don't have in your book, it's on page Resh. On page Resh, okay. Every sefer should have a little tag built to find the place. If not, we have more in the office. So we have the sefer Rechilus telling gossips. Even if it's true, manik Rechilus, we're going to describe what is Rechilus. Again, we're going to describe the difference between Rechilus and Lashon Hara. What should you answer if someone asks about someone else? Gossip is not just, I'm telling you, by the way, I saw Yaakov yesterday at Kroger at 10 o'clock buying soda. But it's also, if I come over to you and I ask you, did you see Yaakov? Right? So what should you answer? Do you have to answer me? Don't answer me. Malashiv. Choshav prati yisr. Bo yiral sifim. Okay, number one. Hamaragil v'chaveiro, one who gossips about his friend, oyver v'losese, violates a lav in the Torah. Shenemar, it says in the Pasek, v'loselach, excuse me, v'loselach rochel ba'amecha. You should not be a gossiper, you should not go and gossip. A roichel, someone is a salesman, he goes from like a traveling salesman. He goes from one town to the other, picks up from here and sells to there. So when he says v'loselach rochel, it means, person who goes around, he hears over here about this guy, and he goes and tells him about him on the other side. For oven gadol hu, and it's a big haveira of a goyrim laharig nafishus rabbis. It causes many murders in Israel. Murders? Yeah, murders. We'll see in a minute. Lachain nismachlayin, that's why the pasuk right next to it says, Loisamin adam reacha, you may not stand on your brother's blood. Loisamin adam reacha is a lav, which is, for instance, let's say you see someone drowning in the water, and you are capable of saving him. Or you see somebody is getting mugged, and you're capable of calling the police, and you don't, you ignore it. That's Loisamin adam reacha. That's the Israel Loisamin adam reacha. But Loisamin adam reacha is Nisma, is right next to Loisamin Rachel, because Rachel can bring about death. How do we know? Selamat. Selamat sounds like? That's right, I got it. Selamat, go out and learn. Ma'erim rechilosa shadoi gadoimi. Look what happened from the gossip of doi gadoimi. Shenehergai dezeh kol noivy arakoinim. The whole city of noivy arakoinim was killed. The Navi tells us a story. You know, Shaul HaMelech was the king, Shaul, and he had a son-in-law. And his son-in-law was named David HaMelech, David, he wasn't the Melech yet. They couldn't be Melech at the same time, obviously, as the Gemara describes. But the great David. For whatever reason, the Navi describes that a Ruach Shtos, some kind of foolish spirit, had entered into Shaul. And Shaul had the idea that David was rebelling against him. And therefore Shaul, several times, tried to kill David, run after David, etc. And he treated David, although he loved him dearly in the beginning, and he had took him for his own son-in-law, right? But David used to soothe him with the harp and everything. But later he started to go around trying to kill him. David was running away, and he went to the Noivir HaKoinim. What happened? They provided him over there with shelter and some food and whatever. Doeg HaDaimi told Shaul about it. Now Doeg HaDaimi didn't know at the time that Shaul was running after David. Doeg thought he was telling his father, the Shver, oh, the people over there in Naiv, they were very nice to your Edom. They're very nice to your son-in-law. They gave him some bread. And I guess it. Shaul went, what? They found out, these guys, whoa, they're harboring a criminal. They're helping out David. He's rebelling against me. I'm the king. And he went ahead and killed the whole city of Naiv Yerakainen because of Doeg HaDaimi's Rechilus. Now, Doeg HaDaimi is a very interesting figure in history. He was someone who was a great, he had godless, and yet, anybody know what he's infamous for? Not famous for? What? Besides this, what? He's one of the four people in the Mishnah Chelek of non-kings that doesn't have Chelek in Olam Haba. Whoa. You hear about it? Doeg HaDaimi did not get Chelek in Olam Haba, and it started with his downfall, started with this Rechilus. So, you know, you don't want to start on a career of Rechilus. You could be one of the infamous people in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there were three kings that didn't get Menashe, Yeravam, Who's the third? Forgot. Three kings didn't get Olam Haba, and four had Yaitis, Bilam, and Doeg, and then two others. So anyway, there were other things that happened to Doeg, unfortunately, but this was one of them. What?
Titus.
No, Jews. Four had Yaitis Jews. Anyway.
Bilam is...
I said Bilam.
Right.
Oh, Bill wasn't Jewish, Jew. Right. I think this wasn't. I don't know. Anyway, good point. This lav is what the Torah says very articulately and specifically about this. Isser? Aval, but v'lav achi, without this, without the simple concept of gossip, push it simple, shot in the pasuk, yeish od harbei lav maser akeim, kimavur leo, psicha ayin sham. There are other Isurim involved that when you say Rechilus, you might what? Remember the old stuff? You might embarrass somebody. You might put them down somehow, whatever. In other words, there are other Isurim the Chafetz Chaim wrote in the Psikah that if you say Rechilus, something else might come of it, besides the Isur itself. Ezer Rachel, it's just a Lach Beis. What is a Rachel? What is the simple taich of a Rachel? Zeshatoin Dvarim Yizelezeh. Someone who carries, literally carries, information from one to another, right? He gossips. The whole Gemara says, "Kachamar Ploni Alecha." This is what Reuven said about you. Kachas Alecha Ploni. This is what Reuven did to you. Kachav Shemaiti Love. This is what I heard about him. Shas Alecha. Shmelki not only said that last night you were by a pizza store, but not only that, or I heard whatever that Shmelki did this to you, etc. Or wrote to Lasso, or wants to do it to you. This is the difference between this and Lashon Hara. Lashon, here he says, even if it's not necessarily a derogatory statement. Now, you should know derogatory means negative, bad. Lashon Hara is only when you say something which is bad. In other words, he is an idiot. He is too fat, he is too skinny, he is too this, he is too that, whatever it is. Or he did an Aveira, right? That's Lashon Hara, when you say something derogatory to someone. Rechilus is not necessarily that. Rechilus can be, this is what he did yesterday. Because telling gossip, telling information about people can bring up, oh, he did that? You didn't even, and your kavada can be, you didn't even know. Wow, gotta be careful, right? It's not gnos, it's not derogatory, I don't think it's a bad thing, right? That if you ask the guy himself who did it, who said it, she wouldn't have denied it. Because it's true, he had a different kavana, he didn't mean to do anything bad. It's considered gossip when you travel around and tell information one to another. Now, if that's so when are you ever allowed to tell anybody about anybody? Because, where were you this summer? I was in Bonn. Oh, I was. It was good. Oh, you see my friend Schleimer? Can't even say that? Can't schmooze about anything? So, obviously, there's some things you can't say, things you can't say, so we got to see in detail what it is that is Rechilus and not Rechilus. Okay. Ashakayak, everybody. We'll take a little list over here.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.